Welcome to Happy Hour Party. Let your hair hang down or off. It's the end of the week and time to enjoy ourselves. Let's laugh, be crazy, and enjoy. Two things that won't be tolerated is race and religion, so no discussion period there. All right, my peeps, let's do the darn thing. The website is theessenceofsuccess.net. You can also see me on YouTube Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday at 6 p.m. on the Essence of Success Network. Thank you for supporting and joining the show. My co-host is She-How Spirit, and I'm going to invite everybody in now. Okay. Oh, and today's show, y'all, is any Mother's Day stories that you have that are just humorous, laughable, whether your kids are still at home or if they're grown. Because they can do funny things, too, even as grown adults. So, anyway, hi, She-How Spirit. Welcome in.
Hello, and hello, everyone.
And welcome in.
Hi.
Jessica. Is that Jessica?
Yeah, Jessica.
All
J.
right, welcome in, Jessica. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm excited.
All right. Well, y'all come out with your stories. I have some too, but you tell me your stories.
I wanted to let you know that, like, you were right. Like, I have a friend that's inviting me and my daughter tomorrow to, like, get a manicure pedicure.
Oh, wonderful.
So I wanted to confirm what you were saying yesterday on your one-minute reading. I was like, this morning, I was like, oh, you know, Miss Linus was right. She did say something about that.
All right.
I really
wonderful.
Thought I was going to be a good one. Thank you.
Great.
Wonderful.
Oh,
I'm glad. Cool. Yeah, for sure. Well, you know, angels guide. So. Well, Jessica,
mm-hmm.
you got any funny stories about your daughter?
I mean, she's a character. She's young still, so it's like, you know, she just likes to be singing and dancing. But as far as, like, a Mother's Day one, no. Not that I could think of at the moment, like, right off the hat.
Oh, okay.
But I would love to hear your guys'.
Okay, go ahead, She-How Spirit.
Well, I don't have one, man. I don't have one, but my daughter is a Mother's Day baby. She was born on Mother's Day.
Oh, really?
Oh, well, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Double yeah. happiness, a child and Mother's mm-hmm. Day. Double happiness. That's beautiful.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So we got a birthday and a Mother's Day celebration.
Oh, I know that's going to be nice. That's
mm-hmm.
going to be nice. Well, welcome in, Deborah Orr. How you doing?
Hello. I'm doing
hi, Deborah.
How's everyone? How you doing?
Good.
Good.
How are you,
everybody.
Deborah?
I'm good.
That's Jessica J.
Who's on?
And She-How Spirit.
Oh,
yes.
Jessica and She-How Spirit. Okay. How you guys doing?
Yes.
Good.
We're good.
Thank you.
Glad to be here.
Okay.
Okay,
yeah.
So do you have any funny stories you want to share, Deborah, about your daughter?
No, I really don't. I can't think of any funny stories from, you know, from Mother's Day.
Well, not so much from Mother's
I
Day,
really...
but something that's funny that happened as being a mother when your child was either growing up or since they've been grown, something funny. I'm going to give a funny story of when Shav was little, because I was playing at the church every Sunday. Of course, you know, God, and Jesus, baby Jesus was really in her heart. Well, I guess maybe she was in the second grade at elementary school, And so I think this little girl really wanted to be Shaw's friend, but she didn't know how to be a friend, so she was bullying her, you know. Well, they took a bus to school, and lo and behold, the little girl fell at the bus stop, right? Shaw ran over there and told her, you can't mess with a child of God. So of course the teacher called me. She didn't do anything bad. She said, but you must be really teaching her daughter a Christian way. I said, well, I play every Sunday, so you know, she's in Sunday school and church. But the teacher found it humorous too. So that was one thing.
Did you guys go to church like a lot back then?
I'm sorry.
Did you guys go to church a lot? Did you guys go to church a lot back then?
Because I played for 40 years.
It.
So yeah, definitely. Yeah, both my girls came up in church. Let me welcome in Christina Hesley, and also Miss Wilhelmina. How are you
hello.
Ladies doing?
Hello. Christina here.
Well, Christina and Miss Wilhelmina, y'all got some funny stories for us about your children? Not so much on Mother's Day, but just funny things that they have done, whether small or as an adult.
I've got something funny. I mean, it's real funny because when my daughter was growing up as a teenager, my husband was kind of firm with her because of the boys, you know. So he got on her one day about a room being clean and everything, and he was real tough on her at the time when she was a teenager. So she called the police on him. And when the police got here and they saw how nice the house were, her room was, she wasn't living in a bad place and all, they said, you know what? If you were my daughter, I'd do the same thing too. It was funny because she didn't know that they was going to do that because, you know, but back then when she was a teenager, all that child abuse was coming up and children were calling, child abuse. But when they got here, they told her, no, you living in a nice home. You do what your daddy tell you to do. So that was kind of funny to me because, too. He didn't get away with that.
I heard that. I got another funny one. It wasn't funny at the time, but we laughed all the way back to the hotel. Shav and I were on vacation, and so we wanted to see these really beautiful homes up in a certain area. So we got out, we parked the car and walked, you know, and walked to look at these houses. Well, there was this big old bear across from one house going across the street, right? Because we're down by the ocean, but still, you know, there's woods there further up. Mm-hmm. But anyway, the bear, he could care less. I'm saying, Shop, look at it's a bear. Do you know my daughter left me, got in the car, and damn near pulled off? She said, everybody for themselves. I said, Shab, you going to leave your mama? She said, I sure was. I don't miss a bear.
That's funny.
Oh, God. We laughed about that. We laughed. I said, yeah, my child was going to leave me for a bear.
That was funny, real funny.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I have a good one.
Okay.
What kind of bears do they have in Washington? Washington's a beautiful state.
Washington? We're liquid sunshine. But go ahead, Christina.
Yes.
Well, I have four children, three boys, one daughter. And so the daughter was kind of a tomboy. And the school teacher lived about a block or two away from us. And she happened to see a snake in her basement. And she was very upset. She has two children, and her children wouldn't go near it. So she calls my kids and asks them if they'll go and get it. sure enough, they were happy to do it. They went and they caught the snake in her basement, and then they put it in an ice cream bucket. One of those, what are they, like 5-quart pails, and they have a lid on them?
Yeah.
And so, yeah. So they put the snake in there, and they wanted to bring it in the house. And I said, no snakes. I did not agree. I didn't like them. The kids loved them, but not me. So they left it outside overnight. And in the morning, I got up, and there's all these little brown things all over on the inside of it. And I thought, what did the kids feed it? You know, like maybe some angleworms or something? I opened it, and it was full of baby snakes.
Oh, wow. God.
Can you imagine
they
would not have got that, you know? If they wouldn't have got that snake out of the house when they did, she would have had all, well,
oh my goodness.
Realistically, I know. I don't know how many babies they have at a time, but my understanding is that they have the babies and they carry them with them. They let them out of their mouth to get out and eat, and then they get back into the mother.
Oh, wow. That's interesting. I didn't know that.
I didn't know that. No, I didn't either. Anyways, it's a story I always remembered because it was so funny that we could have had all those baby snakes in our house.
Oh, wow. I've been scared to death. Oh, I've been scared.
Yeah. I've been scared of snakes.
Me too. Ooh. Came to it. Well, this was funny to me. My daughter was cutting up. We were at the mall, and she was cutting up. And so we were going up the escalator. In fact, we were in the Bon Marché, and we were going up the escalator, and she kept cutting up. And I said, you know what? Because, you know, you can't, like whoever said it earlier, child abuse or whatever, you can spank them, but, you know, they really don't want you to apply any type of discipline in public. Do that at home. But anyway, so I said, I got to shut her up and make her be quiet. So I said, you know what? There's something that I always wanted to tell you. What, ma'am? I don't like the what. Anyway, I said, you're adopted. Oh, she went to crying.
Oh, man.
She went to crying, but that helped her shut up. Okay? She shut up. She was good for the rest of the time we were in the store. She didn't say nothing else, but I told her the truth. I waited till I got home and I told her the truth. I said, no, you're our daughter, you know. I just need you to be quiet. She acted up one time we were in the grocery store, and I'll admit I've spoiled her and, you know, maybe bought too many things sometime. Well, we're at the checkout stand, and she's like, I want this. And I said, no. I said, you have enough. You got a few items in the basket. That's enough. And, oh, she went on and on. I was like, is she embarrassing me, Lord? So there were people, maybe three customers in front of me. I took my fist and hit her in her arm. The whole line turned like it was tennis. I said, now, don't ask for nothing else. She was quiet then, but the whole line just, the people in front of me just turned like, she just hit her daughter with her fist. Yeah, in her arm. I'm not going to hit her in her face or her body, but I'll hit her in her arm. Yeah.
Well,
I was the mother was very generous, but when I said be quiet or don't play, and definitely don't play in church. Oh, my God, at my brother's funeral, Shab and two of her cousins were back there, just giggling in the service. Not loud, but enough that I noticed it because I was two benches up from them sitting. I turned around and I said, the next one laugh, I'm going to act a fool in God's house. They quiet down. Yeah, they were back there just, you know, playing with each other and hee-hee-ha-ha and teasing. I'm like, do you realize you had a funeral and it's your uncle's? You
know? Yes. Oh, yeah. Yes. Kids though. Yeah.
Oh,
Matt,
yeah.
I'm glad. How do you guys feel about the summer?
I think it's going to be very hot this year, hotter than last year.
Oh, no.
There'll be some tragic events, but, yeah, it's going to be hotter this year. Above all, I hope everybody has enough water on hand in their house or at least a case of water. because it is going to be hotter. And I don't know. I know California, Deborah. I should ask you because I know in California you guys be running and Arizona, your air conditioners, and you guys go through brownouts in California.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Today is 80. It's in the 80s, about 83,
whoa.
89 is supposed to be. Tomorrow's supposed to be in the 90s.
Yeah, here
where
too.
I'm at.
Yep, here too.
But don't
feel
bad yet, bro. Because Tennessee is going to be 90 tomorrow also.
Yeah.
In Wisconsin, 50s and 60s.
What?
By the way, Christina, how are y'all doing back there? I heard you guys have some bad weather, you and Christy.
Yeah, there was some, but right now it's not bad. They've been calling for a lot of rainstorms, but they've not been happening. I mean, they might be in Christy's area. She's Appleton, right? She's further north than I am. So I'm near to the southern border of Wisconsin, and we did get a lot of rain, but it's mostly 50s and 60s. And to me, that's great weather. I mean, compared to what we had when the 20s and 30s that lasted so long, 50s and 60s, I'm fine with it.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Right now, it's probably about 62 degrees, and we'll have sunlight until 8 o'clock.
Oh, well, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah,
but they called for rainstorms 4 days in a row. But right now it's not raining. I know. But it's hard to plan activities with all, you know. But.
Yeah. It's been raining here all week, too.
Right now. Yeah. It's so hot out here in Vegas.
What's the temperature down there today?
In Vegas.
I'm sorry?
Jessica, what's the temperature down there today?
Well, I mean, I was outside earlier, and I was just like, oh, I can't stand this heat. The temperature, well, right now, since it's like 5:18 p.m. on my end, it's saying it's 90 degrees.
Holy
90
cow.
Degrees
it had to
already.
Higher earlier today. Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Well, Vegas gets hot. By this time, Vegas is in the hundreds.
I know.
Thank you,
Deborah,
because I've been there. I went there one
Vegas.
Year on 4th of July. I'd never do it again. Mm-mm. It was 120 degrees. I thought I was a crispy critter.
I've been there in April, May, June. It gets in the hundreds. It's, you know.
Yeah, it does get ugly hot out here. I'm not going to lie. I just, you know, I'm from California, too, so... I miss that California weather because it's like, okay, at least I can go to the beach and enjoy the beach. And I love going to the beach at night, but I don't know if they still have that rules and regulations where you can't go to the beach at night in California anymore. Who lives in California? I'm sorry.
Jessica.
I live in California, Deborah.
Deborah.
I live in California.
Okay. Do you live, like, near the beach? Because, like, I'm originally, like, from, like, Long Beach. Like, I was born in Long Beach, but, like, Long Beach, California, but, like, I, you know, Orange County, Long Beach area. Mm-hmm. So, like, at least, you know, are we still able to go to the beach at night?
I don't really know, because I don't really go to the beaches that much. I don't live by the beach, but I live east of San Francisco.
So you're up north. Okay.
So, yeah. So I'm up north, California. But I've never gone to the beach at night. I've gone to Santa Cruz or go to the beaches in Monterey, it's during the daytime. But I haven't been to the beach in a long time.
But you guys still get that beach, like, wave weather, you know. That's what I do miss about living in California.
Yeah, like right now it can be hot. It's hot, and tomorrow's gonna, you know, by the weekend, the whole week is gonna be hot, but in the evening it cools off. So that's the good thing about California, the weather. Northern California anyway, will cool off. I mean, last year, we had a bad time last year, the summer. I mean, it was just miserable heat. 117 it got, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like a whole week hot, over 100 temperature, you know, day and night.
Well, when I was in Arizona, it was like 115 during the daytime, and at night it would go all the way down to like maybe 60 or 50 or something like that.
Ooh.
You could see the smoke at night, but in the daytime, oh, man, it was scorching.
Yeah, Arizona bad, Las Vegas.
Yeah, because Las Vegas is in the desert. That's why it's so hot there.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't it last year, the
Arizona,
the Mojave, whatever that desert is up from you guys, it reached a pinnacle of 121 degrees?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It got really hot and made national news. Yeah. I can't think of any. What it's not
that?
Sahara. That's in Africa. What's the one that's right above you guys, Jessica?
Well,
it's the desert area right above Vegas, going north, I guess. You know, it's well known.
Death Valley.
There you go, Death Valley. I knew I'd have to come to it, but Death Valley reached the highest point last year it had ever been, as far as heat.
Yeah.
'Cause it's always hot there, but. It reached a pinnacle, so like, wow, this year is going to be even hotter. I don't know how people vacation
what
these years in Death Valley.
It's like every year I feel like it gets hotter, hotter. Last year was okay, but I don't know if it's because people are controlling the heat and whether if it gets cold or not or heat. I don't know. Because I wonder, like, you guys do make
comments
about
climate control.
Climate control.
The climate change.
Control, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, climate change. Right on.
That's what's causing all this crazy weather, you know.
Well, let me tell you, y'all, if you don't have an air conditioner, that little box, they don't advertise it anymore, but they used to advertise a little box, and in about 5 minutes, it'll cool down the room. Cheap. I think they're like $45 or $50. They're cheap. That thing works.
Oh,
it really does work.
You
put some ice cubes in there and turn that little fan on, and you're good to go.
Ooh.
It's just that
what,
simple.
You know,
it's real
called?
Easy to work and real easy to clean. But I mean, you know, if you're in your room, you know, or watching TV or working from home, it's good to have that area cool to feel comfortable.
Yes.
Yeah, I have air conditioning.
Well,
I have air conditioning.
You can't live in the sea without a central air because it's a monster. Yep, you just can't live here. The humidity is too thick. You just can't do without central air here.
Yeah.
I just don't want to.
I can't do. I used to could do that without air, but not anymore. The older I got, the more I can't take the heat.
Is there a perfect
state? I can't take this either.
Is there a perfect
Miss Wilhelmina, does it get real hot down there for you?
Oh, yes. It's been hot this week for sure. I've been sweating up a storm. But then we turn on the air, and then it got too cold, and then we had to turn it off, turn it down. But I love outside. I just love it. I just love out there in the heat, and I love the sweat sometimes. So, yes, it has been hot this past week.
That's good. You can take that.
We even had two little snakes trying to make love on our porch here today. It was so hot.
Oh, Lord.
We had to run them off. I went in there and boiled some hot water, and my husband, he got his ammonia, and we went out there and we ran them away, though.
I know that's right. You better go somewhere else and help.
You
not
messed
here.
Up their love making.
Yeah, I thought we shouldn't have ran them. They were trying to make love.
Oh.
I know.
Yes, Freddie.
Oh, you live in like
a well, a lot of things come out now, y'all. Like, we're going into the summertime.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
All these bugs.
Well,
house.
Yeah, you don't know what those. One time there was a bear. There was a bear when I first moved where I'm at. There was in Tracy, and there was a bear here. They had caught a bear in the neighborhood. So I'm like, bears? We don't even live by any mountains or anything. It's flat. Don't know where the bear came from, but they had caught a bear. I go, that's all I need to do is go outside and see a bear.
Oh, no. Did you hear that they caught this mountain lion in Vegas that was walking? No, they caught a mountain lion walking through someone else's backyard. And I can only imagine, like, living in those rural areas. Oh.
Right. No,
I don't know how people do it.
Well, a lot of mountain lions have been getting on the loose too, you know, in different suburbs, you know, here
yeah.
in California.
Oh, I don't know how they do it up there. I'd be wishing them the best of luck.
Yeah, they catch them, but they have them on camera. I don't want to run into a mountain lion or a bear.
Mhm. I agree.
But the bear they caught here, it wasn't even that far from me. It was like maybe a few blocks away. They caught it. It was up in a tree in front of someone's home.
Ooh. No way. Oh,
pretty
yeah.
close. Scary.
Yeah, it was very close. I was like, oh, that's scary.
You guys have to keep, like, guns around you because of the animals, wildlife?
I don't have
any good question.
Like, you know,
I don't
live in
the
forest.
I don't have any guns myself.
In Wisconsin, we have mainly black bears and brown bears. And the brown bears are more aggressive than the black bears. It seems like the black bears are moving closer to the cities. People are spotting them on their cameras that they have around their house and in their garage.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
And, you know, I'm sure they're afraid of us, too, but if there's food, that's what they want.
That's true.
Yeah. I heard about one going into the store. I don't know.
Oh, wow.
But you guys are used to it, though, right? You guys are just like, okay, every day it happens.
Yeah.
Are you guys,
Wisconsin,
like,
no. I'm not used to seeing no bear. Not where
I'm afraid enough of the coyotes. We have a lot of coyotes. And they come right up by your houses. They come up and try and get, like, small birds, small dogs. And my dog is a small dog. Those coyotes came right up by me. Lennis even warned me about it in one of the one-minute readings that there was some predator after my dog. And I carry... it's like a police baton. It's plastic on the outside and heavy metal. I mean,
yeah.
Because even if I carried a gun in the city, what's the likelihood of me hitting the coyote if they're running?
They're all aggressive, Christina.
What was that?
They're very aggressive.
I still didn't
hear that. Wow. Okay, are they very aggressive, the coyotes?
Oh.
Are they very aggressive?
They can be. During the night is when they're the most active, and you have to watch rabies too. But they come in packs, and even during the daytime, they're pretty smart. They're clever. They'll have like three or four coyotes after one animal. Each one of them will come in from a different direction and go after that animal. The thing they say you should do is, like, jump up and down and clap your hands, make a lot of noise to scare them. But if they sneak up on you, you have to be ready for it.
I was just going to ask you, do you guys keep any weapons around the house with those coyotes coming
that's
up on your property?
Yeah. A bat.
Like, I carry the baton. I do have concealed carry, but I don't know that I would really hit a moving target. You know,
yeah,
I'm good
but the
on
noise
the
alone might scare them, though, Christina. Might make them bamboos,
I'm
you know?
I'm good on the range, but I don't know about moving targets. I never... Well, I carry a baton.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're
oh, wow.
And they're bad in all the cities in Wisconsin because the DNR, Department of Natural Resources, has tried to promote them, and there's more than what we know what to do with now.
Mm-hmm.
Even the
so they don't think about
somebody.
Transporting them somewhere else or eliminating
oh,
part of
too,
the troop
too,
or what?
There's too many. There's
mm-hmm.
way too many of them. And even the wolves, they are far more dangerous. And the
oh.
wolves are becoming
oh.
very
so you
prolific
guys got
here,
wolves?
Too.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
I know they're aggressive. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, we'd
ooh.
Be breakfast for I a thought... wolf.
Oh.
Oh.
Do wolves mess with your pets as well?
I think
do they
so.
Go after?
I think wolves
I keep
are
my dog on a short leash.
Okay.
My dog is with me all the time. I would never leave her out alone. Not only do we have the coyotes, but we've got a lot of hawks and eagles, falcons,
mm-hmm.
and because she's a little dog, that's the kind of stuff they go after are the small pets.
Yes, they do. Oh, yes, they do. Oh, gosh.
And they're protected. You don't dare do something to a hawk or an eagle without expecting to get into a lot of trouble.
Oh,
wow.
Really?
That's so
that'd be a chicken dinner. But anyway, go ahead.
Oh, no. Sorry.
Chicken dinner from a jail cell, let me tell you, the fine, I think, even if you didn't kill it, if they find, like, an eagle or a hawk on your property, the feathers, it's 10 years ago, the fine was $2,000. I don't even know what the fine is right now.
Yeah, but what
really?
If it wasn't you that did the feathers? They could have just decided to shed some feathers. That wouldn't be your fault.
I know.
Exactly.
I know, but that's
ooh.
They are protected very
well. Ladies, they can look at the tip and tell how it was, how it left the skin, because there's a way that they can examine the tip of that feather to determine what
yeah.
happened.
So, we had a goose one year. A friend had given the kids a goose in the Easter basket. It was an egg. Well, that goose grew up, and the goose was probably about 15 pounds, I would say. It was one of those white geese that you see, but almost as big as any other goose. And a hawk came and killed it in my backyard. And one of the neighbors called, and she said, "Chris, you have a giant bird in your backyard. It's killing your goose." And so she says, "But don't go out there. It might hurt you too." Well, I went out there, and one of the neighbors, the first thing he wanted to do was kill the giant bird because he was afraid it was going to hurt one of the children. I said, "You're
right.
not doing that on my property." I called the police immediately. You know, even the police are not familiar with all those laws, but, you know, they are protected.
Yeah, they are.
So, and so it was eventually a woman. What was that?
They're dangerous. No, I wonder why, like, they're protecting these kind of animals when they're dangerous to, like, certain kind of things, unless they're just saying, like, well, it's their nature, so, you know.
They don't want
sure,
them to become extinct.
Wild animals.
Yeah.
Oh.
They don't want them to become extinct.
But the eagle is our national bird, though, isn't it?
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. So that's why, Jessica, that you're not supposed to kill them, because we can't either up
and
here.
But do you know
yeah.
eagles don't really kill very much? Eagles, most of their diet is like
snakes, right?
Dead animals, dead roadkill, or fish. Yeah. They don't usually kill animals. Hawks do, but not eagles.
How big can a hawk get, though? Like, I wonder. Like, I don't know. Like, you know how those birds that they have, like, they call them, what is it, scavengers or something?
Or one of those birds. Like, which one is it that has a 4-foot wingspan? Which bird is that? Is that an eagle or a, which is a hawk? One of them has a 4-foot feet. Is that it? Because it can pick up a deer. I've seen that. I've seen the video where it swooped down and picked up a deer. I mean, it wasn't a full-grown deer, maybe a Bambi or something,
it
but it picked
deer.
It up and was flying across the sky.
Wow. I think it's it has to be an eagle. Or I thought they only ate snakes.
Oh, there's a lot of different kinds of hawks here in Wisconsin, but we've also got the wild turkeys and the turkey vultures. The turkey vultures are scavengers as well, and they are huge.
Yeah, they can be.
Unless,
maybe
unless you
vulture.
Really know your...
Maybe it's
a vulture.
Vulture.
Is, yeah.
A vulture.
Here's
that's
a real
what
ugly...
I was thinking, a vulture. Yeah, they look for that. Mm-hmm.
They're the real
yeah,
ugly
the
looking birds.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you guys, I wanted to ask you guys about Sedona. I didn't know it was in Arizona for the longest when I was, like, here in the live. But it sounds very beautiful, but it sounds like very peaceful, but it's really dangerous at night if it gets super dark the way it does.
Well, yeah, it's called the dark. I think, what is it, Sheha? Isn't it called the dark city?
I never heard that. I don't know.
Because at night there's no lights. There's no lights in Sedona.
Crazy.
It's totally black other than if there's a light on the business or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, I know, like out in the country area, it is dark, yeah, you know, but I never heard that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's beautiful.
Are you guys
going to
do a retreat?
Oh, yeah, we're definitely going back.
Mm-hmm. I love Sedona, Arizona. The Sedona is just so spiritual and peaceful, and the red mountains and the clear running rivers and lakes, it's just so beautiful there. Man, I would leave everything I got right now to move to Sedona.
Oh,
it's
wow.
So
Is it like a big population, or is it just like in a rural area? Because I was curious about
No, it's not overdeveloped. But, you know, it's got its little downtown area, but it's mostly countryside, you know, with the big red mountains and the land and, I mean, and the rivers and stuff. It's more of a country type scene than it is a city. But it has this little city area, but no, that's not what Sedona's about. No.
Yeah,
wow.
Because their population is low. Their population is only 48,000. It's small. But like Sheena said, it's a very spiritual place.
Yeah, I was always wondering about that. I was like, I never heard it till you guys mentioned it, you know, and so you mentioned it, Miss Lena. So I got curious about it. I was like, I'm right next door to it, you know, like right across. And I'm like, wow.
It's very
beautiful.
Nice.
I like that. I like that kind of peacefulness.
Mm-hmm.
When are you guys ever? Go ahead, Miss Lena. I'm sorry. I was excited.
Jessica,
no.
We're
going
to
get right back. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
All she has to do is just go there. Yeah.
Yeah.
You'll feel the spirituality. You'll feel it. It that's just the way it is. Sedona, Arizona is a really spiritual, grounded place, and it's no way that if you in a way of an energy person, you're going to feel it right away. It's just all around
wow.
you. I just love it. Right, Linus?
Yeah, you do. You feel it right away. There's a change in your essence. You can feel that once you enter into it. Yeah, once you get into
That's
Sedona,
beautiful.
it's a feeling different. It's like no other. I'll put it like that. I just got to say this right, Christina. Christina, the wingspan on the vulture, I knew it was one of them. It's a vulture. It's 6.6 feet.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a big bird. That's a big bird.
They are very ugly.
Yes, they are.
They're very homely. A homely-looking bird. And I almost had the perfect picture. I saw one sitting on a fence, and I didn't have a camera. That bird wasn't even afraid of me, and I could get so close. That would have been a perfect picture.
Wow.
Unless you see one of those up close, you have no appreciation for what ugly is.
Oh, I can imagine. That would scare me to death.
Look like nightmare on my
screen. But they don't attack people. They don't go after people. They're like the garbage cleaners on our earth. They eat the dead carcasses. Everything they eat is leftovers, dead.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what he would.
I thought
okay.
They were like birds in Africa, like when you watch, like, you know, the Lion King and, like, you know, all these other little pictures they show. So I didn't know they were, you know, all over the place, but.
Condors are huge, and we don't have those up here. I think those are more like southern U.S., and those might be like Africa, too. The condors?
Yeah.
The condors are, it's an African bird, U.S.
Okay, now we can go back to Sedona. So, Jessica, Jay, I'm going to tell you a quick, real quick experience I had. I went to the Red Rock, which if you look that up, Red Rock Vortexes, they have a lot of vortexes, but there's five prominent ones, and Red Rock is one of them. In fact, when you enter into Sedona, coming into Sedona, Red Rock would be vortexes to your right as you're driving through town. But anyway, just as my daughter and I pulled in, we're not even in the parking lot, we pulled into Red Rock Vortex, all of a sudden I started crying. I couldn't stop. My daughter's going, Mom, what's wrong?
Really?
What's wrong? I said, stop the car. Just stop the car right now. Don't move. It was so strong, like Sheha said, you can feel it. I mean, maybe because I'm sensitive, I don't know. But, I mean, the feeling just went through me. I just started crying. So we sat there for about 5 minutes, and then I told her she could go ahead and park. Well, then we walked over to the vortex and went in it, and I felt such peace. I can't even explain. It was like just joy and happiness and peace, like, wow. It really felt good. We stayed there for about 30 minutes right in the vortex area, and then we finally left. But, yes, you will feel the spiritual essence or whatever you want to say of that city, Sedona. Yes, you will.
I don't care who
you are. You're going to have a change within your body and your spirit.
Yes, you will. We went to one of the rivers, and we was walking across the lake. And so I slipped on one of the rocks, you know, and I just fell down in the water, got soaking wet. And ladies, I promise you, there were hands all on my back. It's just like some people, like, you know, you just reach out and touch somebody, going to help them up. I mean, I felt hands. I felt hands all over my back helping me up.
Wow.
Isn't it spiritual? Like, every time I'm hearing it, like, I feel like maybe it's like a, because when you guys were talking, I just kept feeling like Indian sacred ground.
It is.
It is sacred Indian ground.
That's what I was thinking.
It is.
Oh,
it, you know, it's also Indian country. It's Indian country.
Oh, that's why.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
It's Indian country, yeah.
It
is.
I'm
really
like, I'm a spiritual person, so I can only imagine that feeling, you know?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, you can feel it. There's no way you can miss it. If you any way are sensitive, you are going to feel that once you enter that that area, it's all around.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm spiritual, but, like, I feel like sometimes, like, I have to learn how to, like, not be scared of the spirituality of what I'm feeling. So it's like, you know, but that's so beautiful that, like, you guys experienced that and, you know, like no other. And I always say there's nothing like the spirituality of, like, that sacred ground of untouchableness.
Yeah.
So, you know, are you guys going to visit anytime soon?
Oh, I don't know. Summer's still young. If I do, I'll tell people maybe like a meet and greet because it is, I mean, it's a wonderful place. I mean, there's so many beautiful places to see around there. They got all kind of hiking trails and there's a church there up on the hill. And it's just a lot of things to do there, believe
it's
it or not.
So
you wouldn't think so because it's a little small town. But
yeah,
it's active with
it's
a
so
lot of psychics and tarot readers and astrologers.
Yeah. And so many classes you can attend, and it's just so much to do there. Lennox and I talk about it all the time because we really do want to go, and I hope that we could get together sometime as a group and go for the meet and greet there. We always talk about that.
Mm. Yeah, because it would definitely be enjoyable. You would definitely have fun. So, yeah, every day there's something to do, and there's tour things to do. Yeah, something to do every day, mm-hmm. so you don't get bored. But then you can also be on your room. We stayed at the Hilton, so the Hilton had balconies, and a couple of times we just sat there on the balcony, you know, and looked out because it's so beautiful. It really is a beautiful city, and it's quiet.
That.
It's not like being in Phoenix or Scottsdale or any of that. It's a quiet city, but it's full of a lot of retirees, and they have one school, one hospital, one police station.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah, that's very small.
Mm-hmm.
So that's probably like a city that everybody knows everybody. Oh, that's amazing. But I'm glad that you guys are able to tell me that. I, you know, every time I'm like, you guys just share those experiences and speak about Sedona, like, I always love to share that with other people that I know and say, oh, you know, there's this place called Sedona. And at one point I was like, I couldn't recall it. But, like, now that I, you know, it's in my brain now, like, that's a great, like, thing that I would love to do one day. And see.
Yes. Hopefully. Now, the only thing about Sedona, I'm going to tell you, Jessica, you got to fly into Phoenix. It's a two-hour drive to get to Sedona from Phoenix. I have to check with Sheha. If they still, they used to have a helicopter shuttle. I don't know if they still do or not. But
they do have Airbus. They do have an Airbus from the airport. So you can also rent your seat on the Airbus because it has a schedule coming from the airport that would take you into Sedona to your hotel or whatever. You can get an Airbus.
So is the airport, like, nearby or is it far away?
It's an airport, but it's, like, private planes.
It's a private
not
plane.
Not any big planes. The commercial planes do not go in there. But if you have a private plane or rent a plane or know somebody with a plane, you can come right on in.
Yeah. But no, not a commercial. It's not a commercial airport, no.
No, because I asked one time how much would it cost just to get on another plane and go into Sedona. And the lady told me, it's only $20,000. Oh, that all went back.
Oh, no.
I'm thinking myself, not today, devil.
Not ever. That's a lot. That's a lot. Mm-hmm. But I'm glad that you guys got the chance to experience that, though, you know?
Get those
hiking boots. You know, it's not that far from Vegas. From Vegas, you just come down through Flagstaff, and Flagstaff to Sedona is only 45 minutes.
Yeah,
really?
No, you can fly into Flagstaff and rent a car and just drive down. That's only 45 minutes. But from Phoenix, it's 2 hours, a two-hour drive.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would have to wait for that, like, because right now, like, I don't have, like, that resource, like, with the car. But I, you know, I know, like, in my heart I will eventually. But it's just because, you know, I just have to take care of my responsibilities and my bills, so, you know, so.
Yeah.
You know,
and also, you can take your children, Jessica. The kids love it.
Yeah, I would love
to. The kids love it, too,
You know, I love, there's nothing like peace and quietness and just that whole just embraceness. I love it. But I'm glad that you guys
we
experienced
do too.
It. And, yeah, you guys are amazing. I'm so glad that I know you guys now and I get to meet you guys and on the chat, like, you know.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
It's amazing to know everyone. Yes, yes. The team that we have, even on the YouTube channel and on this channel, is just beautiful people, and I love it.
Yes,
I
love it,
too.
Well, we have so many interesting people. You got Shava Bodhi. She's a military nurse. Chrissy is a stockbroker.
Oh,
her and Jim Ryman is on. He's a stockbroker, too. And let's see, I think, and Miss Wilhelmina, you're retired military, too, aren't you?
Yes, I'm
you
retired
and
from
Smith?
Three jobs. Yes, 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 I sure do. Yeah.
That's amazing.
You
like,
one of them Jamaicans,
you
are a workaholic.
When I got in there, I stayed in there, and hey, I had to work it, because I had my goals to make.
Yeah.
I don't know about it. And then I came back out and retired from another job, and shoot, now Social Security.
Ooh, like,
you know, when I was in school, when I was in the military, I was an instructor over at Fort Gordon, Georgia, and I was teaching electronics and how to repair circuit boards and replace circuit boards and how to read schematics and stuff. So I went in there with the instructor, the main instructor. He was already in there. And then he got a little jealous of me because all the students, I was just helping them out and teaching them and stuff like that. And he called me after all the students left, and guess what he did? He said, look, he showed me three checks. He said, look, when you get like me, then you can start teaching. And he had that little conversation with me like, you know, are you trying to take my job? I told him, no, I'm not trying to take your job. But I was surprised and shocked that he wanted to talk to me about something like that. But anyway, after he got through talking to me, I told him, you know what? I'm going to do the same thing. I'm going to have three checks, too. And every time I talk to young girls and things, I tell them, look, and tell them that story, and I tell them, look, and I'm getting those three checks. I get those three checks. I got those three checks. I retired from the military. I retired as a pharmacy technician. And, hey, I get Social Security. Hey. So, you know, we did pretty
good.
I heard
that.
People, I tell you. Well, you know, I like your team because we're everyday people here. You know, we just everyday people. And we have accepted each other, and I think I can speak for us all. We love each other, and we try to do the best that we can for each other, and I love that.
I had to stop my husband, Leroy, from stopping on the highway when we was out there in California from trying to help folks when they break down. You don't know these people. Now I'm with you, too, and we got shirts. No. That's the kind of person he was. He'll have to help you out, and if he got on a three-piece suit, he'll stop and help you. He didn't mind helping nobody.
Yeah.
He's still the same way.
That's good. That's, yeah.
And it's hard. It's not a lot of people like that these days.
No.
That's the way it used
to be.
No,
it's not.
You know? People would believe it because it's so many people running scams and you don't know what they're up to and, you know.
That's right.
People even scared to open up the doors for somebody that might be needing help because you don't know. They might be, you know, running a game.
That's why I always try to be the person that I am too. Like, I always feel like we need a lot of that in the world, and it's already bad enough that, you know, people are shutting down from being that kind of person. So, you know, I totally agree with you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Totally agree.
Yeah, one time I gave she was an older lady, and she had a young girl with her, and the girl she didn't speak English. But the young girl came and asked me if I could give them a ride. And I looked at them and something said, give them a ride. I don't even know these people. But I gave them a ride, and I felt good about it. But I was like, I don't know. It could be something else running. But I looked at her and go, well, the lady's older. And the girl was younger, but she could speak English. And so she asked if I could give her a ride to, to this bus stop that was further away. And so I did. You know, I gave them a ride, and they were thankful. Yeah, I was like, no, I don't need anything. He was trying to offer me some, you know, money. And I go, no, I don't need anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine. But
so
you know, sometimes
you
just have to do good things for people. You know, just trust.
Yeah. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. That's the only way to live this life. You put out good, good will come back to you. You put out drama, drama will come back to you.
If my spirit tells me to do it, I'm going to do it, you know.
Yeah.
Usually I have a sense about, you know, if it ain't right.
My daughter tells me, don't go up in here talking to everybody. When you go to the grocery store or something, she said, Mama, please, we don't have time for you to talk to everybody and hug them. But, you know, that's just me. I don't know who it is. I feel that spirit they got, you know, and I just have to say hello, how you doing? Do you need me to reach that for you? And, you know, and I just might just, you know, they'll hug me or I hug them. But, you know, my daughter say, we don't have time for all that, Mama. We're in a hurry.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
That's good.
Well, ladies, I have truly, truly enjoyed. We got about 50 seconds left, and you know when we go off the air. Of course, we have talked, and it went off the air. You know, it didn't get recorded, so that's okay, too. But anyway, I want to wish, excuse me, I want to wish Sheha Happy Mother's Day, Deborah Happy Mother's Day, Miss Wilhelmina Happy Mother's Day, Jessica J Happy Mother's Day, my Christina. Happy Mother's Day, and I hope you all have a really, really wonderful and amazing day.
Yes,
you too.
You too.
You
guys all.
Thank you.
You and everyone.
And the same to all of you.
All right, y'all be safe out there and
all
share
right.
that
we'll
love and a bunch of hugs and kisses.
Yeah, thank
you. Not long ago, I was sad and lonely boy, did not know how to get better. Then heaven up above sent me a super love, and now I'm happy forever. No one wants to believe I've got a perfect love. They say I'm just talking crazy, but I can prove it's true if you allow me to tell you about my super lady. All that I could have done, she's more than